If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what it do?
What's going on, Shouty?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing on this beautiful day? I'm hoping it's a beautiful day when you're listening
to
this.
Hopefully it's a beautiful day wherever you are at.
Hopefully it's starting to feel like spring because I'm over this weather.
Yeah.
Crap. Yes, it's been crap where we live.
It's been crap in Indiana, yeah. In the Midwest. It's been, shout out to all the people that were affected by the tornadoes in Nashville yesterday. Yeah. Man, I know some people lost their lives and yeah. So we just pray for those families I don't know how you deal with something like that, but we just pray that they have strength and they're able to get through this. And yeah, so that was crazy. We just heard about it this morning, so I had no clue the weather was crazy like that.
Yeah, so checked on some peeps I knew in Nashville.
Yeah. That's who she was texting with, I think, probably. So
yeah. So let's see. What's going on? What's new in your world?
Man. What is new in my world? Well, we took a road trip this weekend.
We did.
So if you haven't watched that vlog or them blogs,
go check them out.
Yeah, you have two of them, actually, at this point. So go over and check those out over on Gay Babe TV.
True. Oh, and if you are new, thanks for tuning in. I am Gabrielle, a.k.a. Gabe. One of your hosts.
That's right. And I'm the other host, the lucky man that gets sit next to her, Chad, a.k.a. Babe. And we are excited that you're here to join us.
Yes. So before we get too knee deep, why don't you cue the music, Shouty?
Too knee deep. Let's see if it works.
Okay, that was fun. Okay.
What up? So, I got that close. That was probably my best ever. I'll take it. It wasn't.
Yeah, that was actually a lot better. I was expecting it to be way worse.
Me too, because I just slid it over into position when she said do it, and I figured the sound was going to be completely off. But thankfully, it was right there. So, exciting news. We actually got some new question books, y'all.
Oh yes, you guys. That's probably like the most exciting thing about this podcast. I ordered like three of them.
She did. We got all three of them bad boys. So not that we didn't like the love and sex one, but we actually got a few more. If you're watching, obviously you can see them. 4,000 questions for getting to know anyone and everybody. Everyone.
Yeah. Oh, anyone and everyone.
Or everybody, whatever you want to say. And then the complete book of questions. I think it's 1,001 conversation starters for any occasion. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And it's got categories
on the back. That's cool.
That's dope. And then the 300 questions to get to people talking, the questions book.
Yeah, this one's really small.
It's really.
I feel like we should do one from each one just because.
You're so cute. Whatever you want to do, Shouty. Is it my turn to pick a number or your turn?
I don't know.
It might be my turn to pick a number.
Pick a number.
I don't know, though.
Between 1 and 4,000, I guess.
Let's go with 3,069.
3,069. Oh, they're not numbered.
No way.
Ain't that?
Oh, wow. So just, I'm going to say page.
Oh, wait. This one has categories too, though.
Does it?
Do we want to pick a category and then pick the. Okay, let me tell you the categories.
Okay.
Introduction is not a category.
Introduction. I want to question the introduction.
The latest scoop, childhood and school, family and friends, fun and sport, habits, love and sex, outlook, politics, spirituality, or work. What's it gonna be?
Love and sex.
Love and sex. So you're just going to keep on the theme of the love and sex. Man. I thought we moved past the love
Might
and sex
Might as well
book.
Never move past love and sex. You shy. What you talking about?
I can't deal with you. Okay, so I don't know how to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, it's multiple pages. So I don't know. I'm just going to open it up.
And put your finger on
and
something.
And put my finger on one.
Boom.
Oh!
Okay, nope. Yeah, not doing that one.
You don't want to do this one?
I want to do positive stuff. See, that's what I'm saying, man.
I swear.
Do fun in sports. Fun in sports.
No,
sports
you can't. You want to change it for real? You don't want to ask this. You don't want to answer that.
Okay. That's just, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that either.
Exactly.
If you guys want another question, it is what, you don't even think I should read it. What would you do if you caught your spouse having sex with someone else?
I mean, come on.
Sheesh, I don't want to think about that.
Exactly.
Like, but that's what you get for picking the love and sex.
It ain't an option. Why can't these books be positive?
I mean, I think I can't even get my thoughts out. I think that the point of these books is to give you, you know, thought-provoking things. Topics.
Yeah, but I don't want to think about stuff like that.
No, I mean, I get it. I totally get it.
It's not an option. It's not something that's going to happen, but it's like,
okay,
we don't even entertain that.
Should we move on to another category?
Fun in sports or sport, the sport one. Jeez.
He was not happy with that one.
These books, man.
Fun in sports.
These books.
Okay.
We don't talk about negativity like that.
You're so funny. Okay, I'm picking one. This is stupid. Okay, maybe not stupid, but do you approve or disapprove of betting on professional sports? I quit.
Yeah, I quit. I mean, do I approve or disapprove? I don't think it's up to me to approve or disapprove. I mean, if you want to spend your money on betting on sports and what, I mean, do your thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is going on with the questions?
Let's just here.
It started so well and then it just, I feel like it just
bam.
Went down.
Sweetheart, what is your dream retirement?
What section is this in?
I don't know. Outlook.
Outlook. Okay. Dream retirement.
Yeah. That's a good one. Positive. That's a good one. What is your dream retirement?
You know, this is interesting because it's kind of something that I have been thinking about lately, just in terms of when do I want to be fully retired and what does fully retired look like for someone who does what we do, you know, because I love what we do. I love being able to have the opportunity to create and kind of, you know, live my life out loud you know, obviously to monetize it and to travel and to work with my husband and my kids, and it's just great. So it's kind of like, when I don't know, like there are definitely other things and other venues and things that I want to get into, but I don't feel like I'm answering this question, but it's because I don't really know what it looks like. I'm still processing that, but I do know that I would love to be completely retired by the time Reagan goes to college.
Yeah.
So, at that point,
so it'd be like 93 at that point. not explain.
I cannot deal with you. So how old would we be though? So in 16 years,
16 years. Shawty.
Sheesh. In 16 years,
were we what? 53.
Yeah. 54.
54.
Yeah,
54.
Yeah, by the time she were to graduate and leave.
We'd be 54, which is not old.
Which is not old at all. Like, I
can't even collect Social Security at that point.
That would be, I know, right? So then we, like, it's interesting because retirement doesn't look like what it used to. I feel like people are retiring and they still have to work. So it's kind of like, what is the point of being retired?
Well, yeah, because I think it's like, you know,
you're still having to work. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like there's some people that, that work for, back in our day, our parents, they work for like 30, 40 years for a company and then they retire and then.
Yeah, you know, you have your pension. So your pension takes care of you. You have, you know.
You too. Why ain't y'all got pensions? Where's my pension?
Thank goodness for 401ks.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, retirement for me would be, it would be great to be in a position to where we could ship the kids off to school. And, you know, by the time Reagan goes to high school, Chad Jr. will be
in college.
he'll be like a sophomore in college or something, I think. So,
Something like that.
Or sophomore. So I think it would be great for us just be like, not nomads, but just I literally just want to travel.
Sexual nomads.
Wait, what? What is a sexual nomad?
Can you I have no clue. I just threw it out.
You just threw it out there.
I mean, we just make love all day, every day.
No, I would love to just be traveling. Like, it's so funny. We've kind of joked about, like, we're going to retire and become, like, flight attendants and just travel. And just travel together. But in theory, that probably wouldn't work out the way we would want it to. That's always like a dream of mine. I always wanted to be a flight attendant. I missed my opportunity, but I would be a flight attendant right now if I could be, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, no, she
probably
wouldn't.
Until I got the paycheck, and then I'd be like, what?
Yeah, no, she wouldn't be one of them, because we ain't letting her go like that. She ain't about to travel for 3 days out the week.
No, but I think it would be so fun for us to just...
to do it together, yeah.
To just do it together, which is not totally different from what we do now, because we do travel, but, you know, obviously the kid, you know, sieges in school, so it's not like we can just pick up and go.
Exactly.
You know, wherever, I mean, unless we considered homeschooling. Yeah. But retirement for me is definitely traveling. That is all 100%. That I have, and I would love to be, you know, 55 to 60. Like, 60 is the cutoff. I definitely want to be done working by 60.
I think that's good. I think that's the same way. I don't know exactly what retirement looks like other than not having a full schedule of work every day.
Yeah.
You know, like, not working on passion projects alone. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Working on passion projects. I already have built up a empire, for lack of better words, of residual income, you know, and stuff that's making money, living on for our kids and their kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, traveling, just us going to any and everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we, you know,
yeah,
being on the beach everywhere, being, you know, I mean, just having just that, you know, yeah, just having that, this freedom,
the freedom to
I don't know exactly what that looks like, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I do like the passion project, like working on things that truly are like, just because
bring you joy,
like
completely.
Just bring you joy. Like, I can't wait to get up and do this thing, not because I have to, but because
I can't wait to wake up to do it, you know,
enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? And as much as I love what we do and I'm grateful for it, the goal is to build something that doesn't depend on us, because for us to continue to make money, we have to be on, we have to be doing something.
Exactly.
We have to be, you know, so, which is great. But at some point you will want, You want to get tired. You get tired of that, and you want to do something different.
Yeah, you want to build something.
Doesn't necessarily need you in the moment all the time.
Exactly. Like, it's hard for us to build a business that our kids can continue on or you know, thrive with in the future if it's dependent on us.
Gabe and Babe, right?
Yeah. So we want to always be Gabe and Babe in some form of fashion to people and help marriages grow and relationships grow.
Absolutely.
But not where we have to be every day producing something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We want to have things that live on
without us necessarily.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means
that's the goal.
Yeah, traveling, speaking, all that kind of stuff together.
Yeah.
You know, so those would be, I think, passion things for us.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll still kind of be working. Like, I don't think we'll ever just be chilling on a beach with nothing ever to do. Like,
yeah,
I don't see that.
Well, there will be times where we will be doing that.
Yeah, but I still feel like we would be doing.
Yeah, we would be traveling, yeah. I think, to go and hopefully pour into people and, you know, and represent what a healthy, loving marriage is.
Yeah.
And has been for many years at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Many years. That's crazy.
Many years.
Right.
So that's the goal. Our goal is that's why we don't speak of divorce and cheating and all that kind of stuff, because it's not in our DNA, in our relationship's DNA.
Loyalty is in my DNA.
Hey,
okay.
Okay.
So we would love to hear, what are your plans for retirement?
Yeah. What's the retirement look like for you?
What does it look like for you? Like, how deep have you gone into it? Like, do you have it all planned out? Do you know when it's happening? Some of you might even be close to retirement or in retirement right now, so I'd love to hear what it looks like for you.
Absolutely. We'd love to see that because that's going to be helpful for not only us, but many of the listeners and watchers that are, you know, right now. So,
yeah.
So, I mean.
I guess that was a better question.
That was a better question.
Good job, for just stepping in and picking the question.
You're welcome, sweetie. We got we don't need no strategy. Just open the book
just
and pick a question.
Just open the book. Yeah, maybe that's what we're
Let's just open the book and... There's 4,000 of the bad boys. Let's just. We don't have to read every single question.
So funny.
Yeah. So, I think we're actually going to jump into first sponsor of the show.
Oh, yes. The first sponsor of the show. We actually talked about this before. It was a standalone episode, so I'm not sure if you guys heard about it.
Came out like on a Wednesday.
Yeah, since I know that you guys know that I'm a mother and there are probably tons of mothers that are listening to us and watching us right now. Mm-hmm. So we all know that motherhood is crazy and sometimes overwhelming. Sometimes it's, you know, it's rewarding. Well, it's always rewarding, but sometimes it can make you feel a bit isolated.
Absolutely.
So if you've ever been in a moment where you felt isolated in parenthood, then we have a new show that is going to be for you guys. From Audio Boom comes the brand new podcast just for all you moms called FAM, For All Moms. And the two hosts, Susan Yara and Sharzad Kiade, they dive into mom topics that are hilarious and serious. So Susan and Sharzad, they share like embarrassing moments mm-hmm. and experiences, and they offer advice and commentary along the way. It's like a lighthearted, fun show.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that it is relatable. Like if you're a mom, you're going through the parenthood journey, definitely something you should check it out. So be sure to search for and subscribe to FAM, For All Moms, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever your favorite podcasts are.
That's right.
Yeah.
So check them out. And you know, definitely a cool, bubbly personalities for both of them. So,
I like it.
Yeah. So, today we were kind of going back and forth about what to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we really, something that was kind of heavy on our heart, and we just thought, you know, maybe we could speak about this. You know, the world we live in makes it very easy to get into the comparison game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for all of you that aren't on social media, like, you know, you don't do social media for a full time, you're still in the comparison game.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you, you're going to the gym and you're comparing yourself to someone else that looks a certain way. You wish you looked like them, or there's someone comparing themselves to you the way you look. You're going to your job. You're comparing yourself to someone like, man, I wish I would got that promotion. I wish I was thriving like that person, like that, mm-hmm. that, you know, that person is winning. Like, well, how am I not winning? But you are winning.
Yeah.
Just on your walk, you know, in your life. And I think it's so easy, especially for us in social media, to get into that comparison game, because
goodness,
you see people
so
every day. It's thrown down your throat or your
you
vision.
You can't open Instagram without seeing somebody doing something, and you're like, oh, why am I not doing that? Or gosh, that looks so cool. Mm-hmm. Or, and you know, I like a moment of transparency. Like, this came up because this morning I had that moment, and I literally just had to like break down because I was having these feelings of I never know the difference between envy and jealousy, first of all. Like, what is the difference? I feel like I need to know what the difference is, because I want to properly identify what.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Alexa. Where is Alexa? You took her out of here.
No, I don't know where the small one is.
Alexa. Now she ain't nowhere to be found when I need her.
That's weird.
What happened to the small Alexa? Oh, I guess I could. Siri, don't be about the right. Okay, so jealous means feeling or showing. Can you look up envy? Feeling or showing envy of someone or their achievements and advantages.
So it mentions envy in there.
It does mention envy.
Okay, envy. A feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck.
See, that resentment thing makes me feel envy is like deeper.
It says envy is the work of the devil in the Bible. It doesn't say jealousy is the work of the devil.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I always felt like they were kind of synonymous. I don't know. It's just that feeling of, I hate both of those words because it just feels bad to say that. But just this feeling of, man, why not me? Yeah. I think that's a better way to put it. Like, why not me? You ever see somebody doing something maybe that you're doing also, but it's like amazing for them and blown up for them and affording them all of these opportunities. And then you're looking at yourself and you're like, I'm doing literally the same thing without that result.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a moment that I had this morning.
Yeah.
Saw some on Instagram and it just bothered me. Like, it's been bothering me for the past couple of days. And I think today it just kind of came to a head and I like verbalized it and talked about it with Chad, because I had kind of been like holding it in, first of all, because I have a problem with judging my feelings. Yes. So, you know, I felt like I was bothered by it and upset by that. But then I was even more upset that I had allowed myself to get bothered by it.
Yeah, and so she then minimizes it and thinks it's not important enough to talk about.
Yeah,
or thinks that she can shield it. And I'm like, girl, I know you better than you know yourself. Like, I know exactly what's wrong.
This is stupid.
I'm like, no, you're going to talk about
it. Stupid Rose. It's so,
so stupid Rose. Jack.
So we were talking through that and kind of like processing. Mm-hmm. We were like, well, why don't we just talk about that? Because I feel like we have kind of covered it on a previous podcast. I don't remember which one, but I don't know. I just thought maybe we should just talk about it because if I feel this way, I strongly believe that there are other people that are feeling this way.
Yeah.
And it could be, like Chad said, anything. Maybe it's body comparison. Maybe it's job comparison, relationship comparison, like, you know, anything.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. Because I think that, you know, like that's well put. I think that, you know, the reason that I was excited about this topic too was not only because it's something that, you know, that we deal with sometimes, as you know, being on social media as a full time job, having being a public figure, for lack of better words, right? But also, I think it's something that I believe that women are more vocal about their feelings about comparison. You know, like they will acknowledge it more, that they feel a certain way, or that they're having, you know, self-image issues or comparison issues. Whereas men, it's hard to get men, I believe, to own up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a man, I want to, you know, verbally say that I deal with it. You know, I deal with, you know, I'll go to the gym and see somebody that's nice and fit. And I'm like, dang, how he gets so fit? Like, how is it so easy for this person to, you know, get bigger and stronger and more cut? And,
yep.
And so sometimes you can start doubting yourself and saying that you're not enough, you know, that maybe I'll just never have it. I'm not good enough. I don't work hard enough. Maybe that's not the case at all. Maybe you do work hard enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just not there yet.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
You know, and at the same time, sometimes, you know, I think that the hardest part of that is when you see somebody get something like this, right? You see it get them like this when you've been working for it for, you know, years, right? And somebody just all of a sudden gets it like that.
Like overnight.
Overnight. And you're like, well, dang, how's that fair? How's that happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that you have to remind yourself, you know, and it's easier said than done sometimes. It's like that it's, you know, well, we were talking in the office and I said to Gabrielle, I was like, it's so much easier to live in what you don't have versus what you do.
So much easier.
Like, you just live in that, oh, what I, you know, I wish I could have that, or I should have this, or instead of living in what you do have and how much you are blessed.
Yeah.
And then also understanding that, like, that person's life and that person's walk, we don't really know the inner details of any of it. Right.
You're right.
It might look great on the outside and you pray that it is great.
Yeah.
Right. You don't ever want anybody to have harm, or, you know, to not be doing well.
But you just never know.
But you never know. Yeah. But also, it's not your concern.
Right. That's, you know, very true. And then I wanted to, there's kind of two sides to the overnight success thing, because for some people it is truly literally like it just, they woke up and it happened. But for other people, sometimes it looks like an overnight success, but you didn't see the years that led up to whatever that blessing is, or the hard work, or the no's, or the sacrifices.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times we're only presented with the good thing that's happening in the present. But like, it's hard to kind of go back and showcase the past or the negative. And most people don't want to showcase the negative, which is fine. Like, but it does kind of leave a skewed view of how things work, you know? Because a lot of times you look at people and think, oh, man, how did they become an overnight success? But it took years.
You don't know of all the losing that they did. Yeah. Right? Like, to win.
Nobody sees that unless they're, you know, privy to them, like, in real life or close to them to actually see it happening. Yeah. So it's two sides to that, because there are certainly overnight successes. But a lot of times, overnight success is actually years of hard work.
Yeah.
So it's
it all culminates into an overnight.
Yeah. So you kind of have to
success story.
It's a tricky, like, you have to draw the line. Yeah. Like, you know, make sure you know what exactly it is that you're looking at. But even if it is an overnight success that happens instantly, it what does it have to do with you? And that's kind of like what I had to process through today. And Chad actually helped me. It's kind of like, how am I affected by this person's perceived success or perceived popularity or whatever it is? Like, it doesn't take away from the millions of people who watch us and love us, and you know what I'm saying, or who feel like we are, you know, a positive role model or motivation or inspiration or whatever. It was just kind of like, you really got a point there, because Why am I bothered? And I think that it stems from kind of a scarcity mindset, thinking that if you love this person, you can't equally love me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
thinking the world's too small for everyone to win.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, like, and I've talked about this before, there is enough room for everybody to win. There is legit enough room for everybody to win. But that doesn't, because I know that, it doesn't excuse me from having these feelings every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, letting them creep up. No, you're okay to have these feelings. You know? Because here's the thing. When you have those feelings, you're reacting in the moment, right? You're not stopping and thinking, well, let me think this through.
Yeah.
Are my feelings valid? You're just having a feeling.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have that feeling.
It's okay to have that feeling.
Have the feeling, and then you process. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to, if you want to cry about it, cry about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be upset about it. But then you have to process it. Or else you've done yourself no justice.
Right.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. I had to allow myself to actually process it and then remember that feelings are not facts.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Like, shout out to my league. Like, you guys have probably heard this time and time again.
Yeah.
Feelings are just that. They're feelings.
Yeah.
They're opinions.
So
they are not facts.
Yeah. When you feel a certain way towards someone else.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's just your feelings. It ain't facts about them.
Exactly. It's totally not.
You know, that's, you know, it's interesting. I happened to somehow I was on Instagram. I happened to see a video and it was the two rappers, Lil Baby and DaBaby. So Lil Baby, they were interviewing him, and Joe Budden was interviewing him on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he asked him if he had an issue with DaBaby coming out after him
with the name
so close to Lil Baby. And he said, he's like, why should I care? I don't care. There's enough for us both. We both winning.
Yep.
We both can win. I don't care what his name is. He doesn't care what my name is.
Yep.
Like,
that's so true.
But that's the mentality that we should have. I think, and it's, you know, it's when you see something that my goal in life, and I know Gabriel's goal in life, is when we see others winning, we want to feel very happy and congratulatory towards them, regardless of whatever they're doing. If it's in the exact same space as us, we want to always be happy for them, and, you know, and thank God for their success. Thank God for their, you know, and trust and hope and believe that they're, you know, that they're walking in the right way, and they're going to use their platform to help others, you know?
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but, because, yeah, I believe that, you know, I don't believe in regret. I believe in just learning from your mistakes. Regret, I mean, I can't go back and change it.
No, yeah,
so I just have to learn from the mistake and do better.
Sure.
And then envy, you know, is something that, I believe that envy is really a cause of a lot of hate in the world. You know, it can be when you get to that point of envy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, envy, I do believe, is worse than...
Envy will cause people to be out here killing and stealing and like doing all manner of evil.
Evil,
okay?
Evil and envy. I think evil and envy are closely connected.
Yeah, very closely connected.
And
so yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we don't have the answers. Obviously,
not.
Like these are things that you know bother us, some more than others.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that's bothered by a little more than Bay, but it's just in everything. Like, and I'm sure that we're not alone. So in my moment, I started looking for like how to stop comparing yourself to others.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to at least give some type of an action item to this conversation.
To hopefully help you.
Or to kind of help you. Because even reading through this, like, I was like, oh, you know what? This does make sense. So it's an article on Psychology Today, and it's like how to stop comparing yourself to others. And the first thing it says is become aware of and avoid your triggers, which is very, very good. So it says start noticing the situations that cause you to play the comparison game. Social media is one of the biggest ones for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
What about other circumstances? Is there a certain person who is constantly bragging about this or that, or ask you questions about your life that are designed to make you feel inferior? Are there certain activities, such as strolling through a high-end mall or driving through an expensive neighborhood, that frequently make you feel discontent with your life? So it says to make a list of who and what you frequently envy or compare yourself to. Write how each one negatively affects you and why it's actually a waste of your time. And then, you know, resolve to catch yourself the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So avoid those triggers. And I think that this is the hardest for me because my big trigger is social media. And I can't just not be on it. Like, I feel like me and Babe have this conversation a lot of times. Like, mm-hmm. I can't just not be on it because it's part of my job. But I guess I can set harder boundaries, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
making sure that I'm on there when work has to be done, or even if it's something, sometimes when I'm scrolling, like, who am I really following? Like, you're like, If I feel a certain type of way every time I see this person's post, I probably shouldn't be following them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, like, it's that fear of missing out. Like,
yeah,
well, if I stop following them, then I won't be able to see the thing.
Yeah, I think.
But why do I want that, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, yeah, it's one of those things where we've talked about this. I say, well, look, if it starts to trigger you, then get off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it starts to trigger you, like, get off. It's a trigger point.
Yeah.
So if it starts to get to the point where it's triggering you, it's triggering a feeling, then just get off of it.
Yeah.
You know, and reset yourself. I think that's, you know, that's, you know, it's easier said than done sometimes, because sometimes you don't realize it triggers you until after.
Yeah.
But
and you're already in it.
Yeah.
So
but at the same time, I think that, you know, when you're looking at others that, you know, if they're making you feel a certain way, I think that, you know, that's something that, you know, that if we're doing that, or if you're doing that out there, I think that's something, you know, that you've got to recognize, you know, in yourself, like, why does this make me feel a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and probably it would go back to feeling like you've got goals and things that you want to do that you're not working on or not achieving. Cause I know that's what I feel like sometimes,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, I get, you know, I'll feel like, dang it, you know, I wish I was doing that. I could be doing that,
yeah,
but I'm not spending the appropriate time and the I haven't prioritized it to do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think that
we all got the same 24 hours.
Yeah, we all got the same 24 hours that, you know, that we can't be perfect, but we can be more organized,
mm-hmm.
And have priorities in place to get those goals accomplished. So when you're not accomplishing your goals, or when you're wasting time, I think that it makes you internally feel insecure.
Yeah.
And then when you see others doing something good, or, you know, winning
kinda
in something,
like, beat yourself up.
Then you beat yourself up. Why am I not doing that?
Because you know you're not working hard enough.
Because you know you're not working hard enough. And so it's not about that person winning. It's about you not putting in the effort to
mm-hmm.
win.
In whatever area.
In whatever area.
It could be like something completely different from what they're doing. But just the fact that they set the goal and they did it, and you're like, man, I got these goals that I'm not doing. Like, I'm not working towards.
And we both have that. Mm-hmm. We have goals that individually, but also together, that we want to work on, that we've had a hard time getting going.
Yeah.
And so we beat ourselves up sometimes, but we do it together. Like, right. We are in this together. So we talk about it and we'll get frustrated together. You know, like, you know what? We've got to fix this, you know? And so, but that ultimate, so once we start to get into the point where we're working on those things, I feel like, you know, your mindset, and you're going to stop worrying and putting so much weight on what someone else is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So the second one is, remind yourself that other people's outsides can't be compared to your insides. It's unless you're really close to someone, you can't use their outward appearance to judge the reality of their life. People carefully curate their social media versions of their lives and do the same with the lives they live out publicly. You may have had the experience of being shocked when a couple that appears to be happy announces their divorce. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. Continue to wish others well, of course, but in the event that their life gives you reason to feel bad about yours, remind yourself that you don't actually know what goes on behind closed doors. And I think that this, it seems like such an easy concept, but it's easy to forget when all you see is the positive side of someone's life. And, you know, like when I think about us, like our, I feel like our social media is a true representation of our lives, because I mean, obviously, like we pride ourselves on authenticity, but I'm also not posting on Instagram that, I had a meltdown today 'cause I compared myself to everybody else. So maybe there is a layer of non-authenticity, or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like maybe it is, because I literally just posted a picture today talking about smiling right after I had my breakdown, you know? Yeah. But I also look at it as, I feel like it's my mission to be positive and to share the positivity, like as an overall. So I feel like if you dig a little deeper, then you'll get the little bits and the nuggets of, you know, well, yeah, obviously Gabrielle has issues, or she goes through things just like everybody else. Does. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting when I think about it, because it's like, I feel like I'm very authentic in my delivery, and when I talk about things that are going on, I just may not do it in the moment. A lot of times I hold on to it and then talk about it later, as opposed to just like putting it out there when it's happening. So maybe that's not me being inauthentic. That's just me deciding when to share what I want to share, which I have the right to do, just like everybody else. And if you only see positive things on their feed, it doesn't mean that negative things don't happen. They just decided that they wanted to share the positive things. And I think that that's okay. But I think we also have to realize that just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Exactly. I mean, I think that if you think that anyone's life is perfect,
because first of all, nobody's life is perfect.
Then that's your first. If you put anyone on a pedestal, that's your first mistake. Mm-hmm. Because everyone deals with things. Yeah. You know, everyone deals with things. Here's the thing. Gabriel and I deal with stuff when it comes to, you know, trying to, you know, work on goals and to get ourselves every day working on getting ourselves, you know, healthier when it comes to our, you know, physical appearance, but then also our mental and our spiritual, you know, like we're every day we're trying to improve those areas of life. That has nothing to do with the happiness in our marriage.
Right.
That doesn't mean our marriage is great. We're thriving in our marriage. But we also know that once we make ourselves even better as people, our marriage is going to be even better. The thing is that, you know, everything doesn't have to be falling apart. Just like one area you can be having struggles in one area.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to affect every area. Mm-hmm. So everyone has their own private struggles. And if anyone tries to say that they don't,
they lie.
I'd say, they're probably lying.
Yeah.
You know, if there is one out there, awesome. That's BMA. I'd love to meet them. Mm-hmm. But more than likely, everyone is dealing with something that is, you know, that they are not fully comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, but problem is we don't address it or admit it to ourselves half the time. We just gloss it over and keep it pushed, suck it up and drive on. That was the Army mentality. And I think that most people do that, and that can be very bad in the long run. Mm-hmm. So
Do you want to read number three?
Yeah. So, repeat whenever necessary. Money doesn't buy happiness and never will. Preach. It's well established that wealth beyond having the basics in life isn't associated with increased happiness or well-being. I used to perform flamenco dance.
Yeah, flamenco dance.
Flamenco dance at an exclusive resort frequented by celebrities and the mega wealthy, and a manager there once told me that she'd never seen so many unhappy people in her life. Mm. Money
And things
provide temporary boost of joy. Their inevitable inability to provide lasting sustenance is usually more disappointing than anything else. Mm. True. We always talk about that.
Man, we just talked about
we
it.
We just talked about that.
I'm always like, man, if I just had enough money to be debt free, then I wouldn't have to worry about anything else. And babe was like, but then you'd still find something else to worry about. And it's true. Like, I think we trick ourselves into believing that
there's a cure all. End all be all.
There is a cure all, especially in having money. Yes, money provides
means to do things and access
means to do things that, you know, sometimes you just don't have, but that doesn't fill the internal void. Cause it's like,
yeah,
what are you searching for to fill this?
Absolutely.
Like, why do I feel like I need to be completely debt free to be completely happy?
Exactly.
Or to be completely,
like, those shouldn't be tied together.
Stress free. Yeah. You yeah. know, like it, the two should not be, they shouldn't no. be tied together.
Your
yeah.
happiness. You know, for us, we believe that our happiness comes from God. Mm-hmm. And when we're not fully happy in things, it means that we're not focused on the right things.
Right.
Now, but that doesn't mean it's easy to do that.
No, yeah. It's just like a reminder. Like, clearly I've taken my eyes off of what is important. You know, that joy that comes from God, that only he can give you that peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That understanding that no matter what is happening outside, like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like, that's just a reminder when I start getting anxious or worried about it, or, oh, I need to make this much more money, or I wish I had that much more money. And it's like, for what? Like, all my needs are taken care of.
Exactly.
Right now. Like,
and
all of them.
Yeah.
And with abundance, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cup is running over. So it's just, it's difficult sometimes.
No, it's difficult. And I think that, you know, yeah, you just get, again, it's about that whole, in the world that we live in today, we get to living in what we don't have,
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, forget about what we do,
yeah.
you know, and how good things are. We just think about how good things could be.
Yeah.
And
because you're inundated.
Yeah. And if we're thinking about, if we're living in what is and how much blessings we have now, and we trust God to provide more,
mm-hmm.
then he will. I truly believe that. But you know, I think that, you know, for us as believers, we know that the God needs us to show him that we trust him.
Mm.
You know, he's already provided for us to this point. We've worked for it.
Yeah.
But ultimately
he makes
faith
it all happen.
You know, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
You know, like he made it all happen,
mm-hmm.
but we're working for it. Because we want to show him that we want it,
right.
You know, that we've
we're
earned it, you know,
steps.
And
yeah.
we're taking the steps and, you know, and, so I think, yeah, it's one of those things where it's very tough to get to that point, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I love the people that are so faithful that they live in that, and you see their joy through all situations.
Yeah, that's very,
yeah.
very true.
But yeah, so I think that, you know, speaking of social media, you know, if you're like dealing with this stuff, you know, if you wake up and you're looking at your phone first thing, because I think that's an issue mm-hmm. with us. We look at our phone right away.
First thing.
You know, you check social media and you're, you know, all of a sudden you get anxiety and stress because of what you're seeing and it's bothering you, comparison game. Then, you know, there's actually a really cool way to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the Abide app. You can start your day with like spirit and, you know, the peace of Christ. You know, like it's actually the number one Christian meditation app. And we both have used it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's great. And so you can actually start your day with like their daily meditation. It's based on biblical scripture. There are audio meditations that'll center you and draw you closer to Christ. And they're about, you know, they start at 2 minutes long and they, you know, they have different time frames based on what you're trying to do or how well you are at meditating. They're easy to fit in your schedule, feature topics like overcoming anxiety, which is a big one, managing stress, which is a big one,
yeah.
addiction and recovery and finding forgiveness and so much more. So at the end of the day, you can find a deep rest with Abide's bedtime stories. They've got really cool bedtime stories that they're based on the Bible, and they're even great for kids, you know, as well as obviously adults. So you can join the millions of people that are using Abide already. There's Grammy award winning singers, church leaders, you know, and many other Christians like you. And for a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/LMO. So again, get started now with 25% off a premium subscription by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/LMO. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. So you can support this show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/LMO. So again, I'm saying it because I want to make sure you get it right, because this website's a little bit different. That's Abide, abide.co/LMO to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription. So yeah, definitely check that app out. That's
it's a really good app.
It's a really good one. So, you know, it just gives you a chance to meditate, but then meditate in God's word.
That's the
difference. You know, meditation can be really, really good, but meditating in God's word is even better.
Yeah. Great way to put that.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, this whole comparison thing, man, like it's such an interesting thing, because I don't remember ever doing it as much
as it, like,
before social media. Yeah.
No, I definitely think social media has made it worse. Like, yeah. Because you can't, you know, it's one thing to, like, I'm trying to think, like, what, I guess when we were younger, maybe looking at the kid with the cool sneakers at school.
Yeah, that was my, like.
Like, the outfits that they had.
Someone had good clothes and shoes, right?
They had on, like, name brands or things like that. But I don't know, as you get older and as the world has changed, it's just, like, everything. It seems like everybody else has everything else instead of, you know, what you have. Like, does that make sense? It's like everybody has something better than what you have.
It does. Yeah. And I think that what social media has allowed people to do is to not live in their truth. Mm-hmm. Right. They, you know, I think that it gets people to live outside of their means. You know, trying to keep up with the Joneses for, you know, like that famous saying, like, social media can be really good, but it also can be really unhealthy if not used correctly.
I agree. So number four, there's only 5 points, so we don't have that many left, but number four says, be grateful for the good in your life and resist any lies that shout it's not enough.
Amen.
This is a good one. If you commit yourself to being deeply grateful for what's good in your life and remind yourself of it daily, you'll be far less vulnerable to comparison and envy. If someone or something triggers that ugly feeling of negative comparison, stop and remind yourself that what's good in your life right now. There is so much. And we literally did this, like, in the midst of my breakdown. At the end of it, it was just kind of like, we are so incredibly blessed. Yes. Like, the things that we're able to do right now, there are a lot of people that don't have that opportunity. So instead of wasting time worrying about maybe somebody that's seems to be more blessed or has more, you know, opportunity to do whatever, like, what about what we have right now?
Exactly.
Because there was a time when neither one of us was in this position we're in now.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, when you just think about the past.
Man.
Like, this one, I didn't grow up, like, you know what I'm saying? Where, like, this wasn't my life.
Yeah, where,
like,
we could have been.
Yeah.
Today is completely different from where we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I think about that all the time too, is like, yeah, you know, and that's how God works, man. You know, like, I hated social media. I'm talking about, I hated social media. And, you know, and yeah, all of a sudden now that's what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. You know, but what I love about it now is that, look, the end of the day, there's haters out there every day. It is what it is. I don't do it for them. We don't do it for them. We do it for the people that, you know, we do it for ourselves in hopes that we encourage others. Mm-hmm. So when I post on social media, it's about encouraging myself.
Yeah.
you know, and reminding myself that I can do more, that I can work hard, and that things will happen.
Yeah.
But also I'm praying that it helps someone else. You know, and I think that that's what I love about social media and the power of social media when used right.
Right.
So I think that, you know, that's what we have to remember, you know, that we're doing it with, we've had this blessing come upon us of being able to do social media for a living and take care of our family in a very awesome way.
Yeah.
And we have to remember how we got here and who is keeping us here.
Right. Right. Because it ain't us.
It ain't us.
It's not you know? At all.
And, yeah, yeah, so I think that, true. Yeah, so it's interesting, man. It's such an interest. So what's the fifth point?
So the fifth one is use comparison as motivation to improve what actually matters.
Yeah, that's
and
a
I
good
think
one.
This is a great way a great to one. Like close this off.
It's a good article.
This human propensity to want what others have is such a waste of time unless what you see and covet in another is something of deep worth, such as their generosity or kindness. Who do you admire? What kinds of comparisons might actually be healthy for you?
Yeah.
For example, there are women I know who are extraordinarily kind and generous wives, mothers, and friends. They truly make a difference in their worlds, and I want to be more and more like them. Who inspires you to live better in the way that matters most?
That's good.
Spend your precious time and thoughts on this instead. It says, imagine if you could evaluate... Oh, no. Imagine if you could elevate the comparison game to a useful art form. Stop falling prey to its dark underbelly, which does little more than increase feelings of misery and lack in your life. Use comparison instead to become a better person, and maybe even make your little corner of the world a better place. That was a great article.
That's a great article. We're going to link it. We'll link it for both the show notes and the description box. So
yeah, that was really good. Like... That is true. Like, let it motivate you. Like, the things that you see even just motivate you to reach your goal,
yeah,
to do your thing. What is the thing you've been sitting on? What is it?
Yeah.
Like
one of my biggest motivations on social media, motivating people that I follow is The Rock. Mm. I don't know Rock personally. I never will know The Rock personally.
I mean, never say never.
Well, I mean, maybe I will. Maybe I'll be in a movie with him. You know, I'll put that in the start. Maybe one day him and I'll be in a movie together. But, you know, I'll be the big muscular guy. He'll be the small guy. But, you know, but I really like his message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his message. Again, I don't know him. So I don't know him personally. And that's not what this is about. This is about what I see on social media.
Yeah.
I see him working hard. I see him in the gym at 3-4 o'clock in the morning every day,
yeah,
no matter where he's at, what location he's at. I see him starting businesses, mm-hmm, production companies, being in all those meetings,
mm-hmm,
when he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to be in those meetings.
That's true.
But he's there. He's doing it. He's at all the sets of any of the films and the TV shows that his production company is filming. He's there.
Yeah.
And on set helping. I've seen videos of him help carry lights and,
yeah,
you help tape things. I just see a work ethic of someone that you know works hard,
mm-hmm,
you know, and has been rewarded, you know,
because of that hard work.
And so that motivates me to just keep going, keep doing it, you know, no matter what small results I see.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of those small results that I see are going to end up being a gigantic result in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I look at and I get motivated. So when I'm on the treadmill, like doing a incline walk, a hard walk, I literally am listening to, you know, whether it's a Rock speech or a motivation video of The Rock, you know, that you can find all over YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you guys know me or have been watching us for any time, you know that I love to encourage people and motivate people, and that, you know, and I believe that that is part of what my walk is and will be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by watching someone like The Rock do his thing, it has nothing to do with the money he's earned.
Yeah.
It's all about,
yeah,
how hard he works.
Yeah, he works.
He works hard.
Hard.
And that is something that I can appreciate and I can look at and say, you know what? All right, I can do it too.
Yeah.
If he can do it, I can do it too. And I can encourage people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, so yeah. I think, yeah, so that goes to what you were saying. Find something on social media that encourages you. So you, if you get on there and you start getting, envious or jealous about something, cancel them. Go to the person that motivates you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking, like, just as an exercise for myself, like, I kind of want to just make a list of the people that I admire, that motivate me. Like, who are the people that make me feel good?
Absolutely.
You know, they kind of get lost in the people that make me feel bad. Like, I put so much focus on those people
and
that make me feel some type of way.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about, oh, you know, who? Let me go to the people that are making me smile or just motivating me or whatever the case may be, like in terms of social media. Not saying that, you know, people are making me happy, but in terms of what I'm allowing to get in.
Yeah,
in,
and vice versa, not saying the people are making her feel bad.
Yeah,
they're just living their life.
Just living their lives and I feel some type of way about it or whatever. So, you know, so I think that's something that I want to do. Like, I've been trying to clean up my Instagram following list for I feel like I was going strong. I was deleting like 50 people a day. And then that just got tedious because I can't just unfollow them. I got to go back and look at their feed like, oh, maybe I do. So then I start talking myself out of it. Like, maybe I do want to follow them. It's a situation.
It's
my goal in life. One of my goals is to get my Instagram following account, like the people that I am following, like under 1,000. I'd like for it to be like 500.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a lot of people. So I be trying to like, do I really want to unfollow them? Oh, I don't want them to feel bad if I unfollow them. Who cares? Like, why am I willing to feel bad still following this person that I don't care about?
To declutter your social media.
Yeah. Like, it's really interesting. Yeah, so I'm going to make a list. And if I don't
she going to check it
maybe
twice.
Something you guys three, four, five do, times. Or just a mental list. Like, think about like, who is really feeding me on social media? Like, who
I think that's
I
what's
getting
important.
Life
yeah.
from?
Who are you getting fed from?
Yeah.
Positive, uplifting things.
Just whatever. Like, and who is just making you feel some kind of way? If there's any inkling of when you come across this person's profile, just let
them go. Wish them well, bless them
from afar,
and let them go.
And unfollow.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You're not, you know. I think it's
be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right. Exactly. You know, and it's nothing against them. It's just something that you need to do for your health.
Yeah. So true.
So I think that, and that comes the same when it comes to not social media. It comes to work, comes to people you know. Like, if there are people that make you feel a certain way, or you start feeling a certain way because of what they're doing, and you start feeling the comparison thing, then you need to figure out a way that is healthy for you to separate yourself from that feeling. So if it means, I don't know what the answer is there, but you know, if it means, you know, don't go to the gym at the same time because you keep seeing the same person that making you feel bad about your body compared to theirs. Like, don't go to the gym at the same time. Switch up your time a little bit, you know, try to refresh what the gym looks like for you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or I mean, I think this is even an obvious one, like just spend some time in prayer about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because God can change these feelings. Like, he can come in, and once you relinquish it and give it to him, he can take it away, you know? Like, and I think that's something that I've been guilty of not remembering to do, like trying to handle it myself or trying to, you know, diminish it or push it to the side or keep it in and not talk about it because I'm like, oh, it'll go away, or oh, I don't feel it, or maybe I do feel it and maybe I should just take it to my Father and be like, Lord, I need help with this because I don't want to feel this. Please take it away. Like, it can be that simple.
Absolutely.
It can be that simple. And I think sometimes we overcomplicate how we communicate with God. But it doesn't have to be all of that.
No, exactly.
It literally can just be a conversation like I'm having with y'all, like I'm having with babe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can change all of that. He can take all of those feelings away. So, yeah, that's definitely.
That's a good one. Yeah,
a
that's
good
a good
one.
One.
Start there.
Start there.
I guess we should have said that first. Start there before you start doing all of this other stuff. Still delete the people that make you feel some type of way. But, you know, I'll just start there. Like, help me, Lord, with this because it's something that keeps coming up. You know, why does it keep coming up? How do I just relinquish and truly let go, you know?
Yeah,
so that's going to be my prayer this week. Well, as I'm talking through it, I'm like, I need to spend some time in prayer.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's really good.
It just keeps coming up and just randomly, you know, so it's like I'm not truly past it or I haven't truly relinquished it, you know?
No, yeah. I think that's really good. Yeah, yeah. That's really good. So we'll be praying together, but we'll also be praying for each other separately. Because mm-hmm. That's, yeah. Ask for other people to pray for you, too.
Yeah.
Be in prayer for yourself, but then also ask your loved ones to pray for you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to give specifics if you don't want to. Just say, look, I need your prayer. Pray for my, you know, for my strength. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's good. Always good to have good people that love you praying for you.
There should be somebody there that you would feel comfortable being vulnerable with.
Yeah.
And just laying it all out with. There should be somebody in your life, you know.
Yeah. And if you don't feel like there is, then maybe you have to take a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's one person that does really love you, that cares about you, but you've never been willing to open up like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Vulnerability can change a lot of things.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was a good topic. I like that.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, we hope that just gave you some insight to, you know, again, us, you know, mm-hmm. as people. We're real people just like you. We're just trying to figure out this life and make it better each and every day.
Yeah.
And we just pray that the same is for you. I think we have Ask Gabe and Babe, though, before we forget.
We do. We got to ask Gabe and Babe. We got a lot of them, y'all. So we're trying to get to them. We have one that we were going to talk about, but I thought maybe this one could be...
Oh, that's good. Let's do that. That's a great one.
This one was good. She actually has a few, but this is from T-A-L. Oh, it is T-A-L. T-A-L. Girl. Hey, T-A-L.
Sorry.
So she said her mom, I don't know if maybe that's team too much, but she said her mom is T and her dad is Al. So T-A-L is what they came up with. Okay, shout out to the creativity there. Okay. She said pretty clever for the 90s, right? Yes, I think it's very clever.
Awesome.
I love that. It's kind of like my middle name. My middle name is Alina, and my mom put my dad's middle name, which is Alan, and just kind of put the...
Ina.
Alina. Like isn't that cool? Yeah. So she asked, and this was for both of us, do you guys think being in the YouTube world make you want to keep up with the Joneses in trying to impress people you don't know, sometimes with money you don't have, or really could be putting towards something else like debt reduction? And she says, I ask because I know when a lot of YouTubers travel, they always are buying new stuff or doing sales to do hauls or just have a bunch of stuff. I know brand deals give a lot of stuff, but I do feel a lot of YouTubers are living way out of their means with a lot of debt, which is risky in this type of business where it can become harder to stay relevant over time. So, great question. Thank you for asking.
Yep.
I do think that there are a lot of moving pieces in that question.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing I want to address is that any job is risky.
Yes.
Like, I think that that's a common misconception, is that what we do is so to the left
that it can end tomorrow.
Whatever job you do can end tomorrow.
And I'll give you a point in case. I worked at a job when we moved back to Indiana. The day that I found out they were doing layoffs was the mm-hmm. day that they laid everybody off.
Yeah.
There was no inkling the day before. Came to work the next day.
Yeah.
Laid off. Like, yeah. Anything can end.
Anything tomorrow. Can end at any
point. But that's a fear mindset if you live in that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just, because it is so new, it's so different, it's so out of the ordinary from what we've all been ingrained to do, you know, grow up, go to college, get a degree, get a 9-to-5, work until you retire, don't do nothing else. So it goes against what we've been taught. So, and I'm not saying that it isn't risky, like, sure, but everything is risky. Like anything, yeah, relevancy could be gone tomorrow, but relevancy doesn't always equate to generating income. If that makes sense.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Somebody could look at us and be like, dang, relevant. They ain't even got 500,000 subscribers. But we're living and we're generating income.
Exactly.
And there are some people with millions of followers who aren't really generating the income that you think they are. So exactly. Numbers can be
followers,
misleading. Relevancy, followers.
Yeah. Followers like, doesn't equal money.
It does not equal money. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I just... Not to get on you for saying that, but I think just for everybody who feels like you're looking at this social media person and just like, well, what they gonna do when social media is gone, or what they gonna do when YouTube is gone? There will always be another platform. Like, what we have learned to do is monetize ourselves and yes. our lives. My life is not going to stop if YouTube goes away tomorrow, because there are a million other platforms that I can take.
It's called diversification.
And, yeah, exactly.
So if you're working a 9-to-5 right now and you're not diversifying, then how are you going to be if your job is gone tomorrow?
Right. What do you have that you can fall back on?
What's your backup plan?
What is your backup
plan? We're creating backup plans.
Yeah.
B, C, D, E, F.
All of them. What did I say? I got on my tea yesterday. It said, you know, the tea has like, you know, little sayings. What did it say? Oh, my God. It was something like, don't get mad when plan A doesn't work out. There's 25 more letters in the alphabet. I was like, ain't that it? Okay.
That's it.
But then also, like, we also have degrees and career history. So there's always that to fall back on, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you can always make it work.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you addressed it, because that's what I would address first. But no, I think that, you know, when it comes to keeping up with the Joneses, I think that happens regardless. I think sometimes you do that regardless. Mm. You know, sometimes you see something, ooh, I want that.
Yeah.
You might not need it, but you want it. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, it's always like a new camera.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then we even got a camera one time and didn't like it and took it back.
Right. We've done that twice.
You know, exactly. So it's one of those things where we probably could have done without the camera. But, you know, like, we were like, you know, hey, we want to, you know, we need that new camera. You know, I've been guilty of buying shoes, you know, like, because I want some shoes. Like, ooh, I want those shoes. I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where you get wrapped up in that. Yeah, like, somebody else has got it. I really want those, too.
Yeah.
Or I see them because someone else had them. So, yeah, I think that happens regardless. But as far as living outside of the means, that's one thing that we've discussed together and worked together in ensuring that we're not doing.
Yeah.
We're not living outside of our means. We're paying off debt.
Mm-hmm.
And like we mentioned on our vlog last week or a couple weeks ago, we just paid off Gabrielle's truck.
Mm-hmm.
So we officially own my 2017 car and her 2018 truck.
I don't want no more car payments for a long time, if ever.
Yeah, so we just paid those off, and we're moving on to my student loan, and then we'll be moving on to her student loan. Mm-hmm. And that's the debt that we have outside of our house.
Yeah.
So
I think that, I mean, I know you're asking us because YouTube, that's what we do, and like that's what you see people, but I think that this is happening whether you are on YouTube or not. People are living beyond their means and buying things that they don't need to impress people that could care less about them, or even if they do care about them, like, they're just trying to be flashy. But I do think that for us, we've been very mindful to not do that. I think that, yeah, there's definitely some things that we buy, but, you know, we ain't out here living in a huge mansion. It just ain't that crucial for us. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that, yes, some people do get caught up in that. But then also you have to look at the other side. What you see isn't always reality. So most YouTubers that travel a lot, or bloggers that travel a lot, influencers, they're getting their stays comped by where they're staying, because they are advertising this.
Absolutely.
They're getting their flights comped. They're not paying for these things. So a lot of times you may think that they're doing this to show off, but they might not have even paid for
it.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
like, there's an exchange
happening
with what they're doing. And even down to like buying clothes to do hauls, because of the nature of the business, that's a production expense, which can be wrote off on taxes, which can be, it's deductible. So it's like, yeah, I could be buying things to show a haul, but at the end of the day, I'm claiming that on my taxes because it is part of what I do. So it's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, some people are buying things, but it's part of their production expense. It's a business expense.
Yeah. And I think that, absolutely. Yeah. I think that, you know, and it also goes down to there's, you know, different social media influencers. And we know a lot of them, you know, we're friends with a lot of them, you know, and they're the ones that we know that are doing really, really well, are diversifying.
Yeah.
They have diversification in their portfolio, in essence, you know, like, they have, outside of YouTube and social media, they have other things they're doing. So, if they go buy a big house or, you know, nice things, they are not relying fully on one source of income to provide that for them, right?
Yeah.
So like, it goes back to being smart, you know, business people. And so I think that it's one of those things where, you know, you know, do I think they're living within their means? They're living within their means. We're living within our means. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, but at the end of the day, that's a choice that you make as a couple, right? Yeah. As a, in a relationship, you have to decide what your means are.
Yeah, I think, and I think it's easy to look at people and feel like there's no way they can afford that. But I'm just going to dispel a myth that YouTubers can't be making that much money, because some people are living well within their means because they're making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars on YouTube. Yes. Like, just because it don't look like much doesn't mean that it's not paying much. So sometimes we can look and think, oh, there's no way they can afford that. But a lot of times they can. So you kind of get, you kind of have to think about that too. Like, who am I to say you live in outside of your means when I don't know what's in your bank account? I don't know. You could be well within your means. Like, and there are some people that are not. Like, yes, there are those cases, but you kind of have to ask yourself, like, who am I to judge? I don't know what their means are. Yeah. I'm not counting they coins. Exactly. Like, they could very well be sitting on tons of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I believe that, you know, from all the friends that we have in social media, all the people that we connect with and are friends with and hung out with, like,
they're spending money they have.
They're spending money that they have. Yes. They buying things that they can buy. They have, and they're winning life. They're doing things, you know, and we're happy for them.
Just
like they're happy for us. So
yeah,
I think,
I mean, we're, you know, like we have a significant amount of student loan debt. But we're not out here with credit card debt. We're not out here.
Yeah, we don't have any credit card debt
that we can't afford.
We got credit cards that are fully paid off. Like, you know,
we have them because we're trying to get the miles on the.
Yeah, but they're one's a business one, one's a personal.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're paid off though.
So it's like, sure, we buy a lot of things where we could have taken that money and put it towards the student loan or whatever. But
we still want to live life.
Yeah, like that's our philosophy. Like, I'm gonna pay down this debt while I'm still enjoying my life. So
yeah.
But yeah, I think that was a great question.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things, like, we don't know what's really happening behind closed doors, whether it's negative or positive. Like, we just make assumptions based off of what we see. And sometimes, most times, it's not accurate.
Feelings are not facts.
Exactly.
Your feelings towards what somebody else can spend is not a fact on what they can actually spend.
Yeah, because you literally don't know.
Unless you're
seen
their CPA.
Their bank account.
Yeah, unless you're
and
their CPA.
Even if you've seen their bank account, because they might have one. I got a bank account that's sitting with like $3 in it because I just ain't closed it. But it ain't my main account. I don't use it. So you could look at that and be like, she ain't even got no money. You don't know that I got 5 other accounts with money in it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know. Like, I think if we all just worried about ourselves as much as we worried about other people.
I think, but how does it affect you if people are spending outside of their means? How does it affect you?
Yeah.
You know,
I hope that we're not coming off defensive, because I'm not trying to come off defensive or anything. I think it's a very valid
You asked
question.
Our opinion on the subject.
I think that there are tons of people who are keeping up appearances just to look good on social media.
Yeah.
Yes, that is definitely happening. But there's definitely people who are just living their life and not worried about keeping
it. You and know what I'm saying? And doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
And buying nice things and living great.
Yeah.
And that's...
And you really never know who is who until maybe they make a video talking about how broke they are. And then you're like, see, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe they don't. Like, we would never know unless they decided to share that.
You just never know.
Yeah.
And but we also don't care.
Yeah.
For lack of better words, we don't care about other people's finances. Like, we care about ours.
Yeah.
Like, what we're doing.
I mean, they ain't paying my bills.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we honestly don't. It does not matter
whether they paid it on credit or they had all of the money.
Yeah. How we judge our friendships is based on them as people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If they're good people, then we want them in our lives.
Yeah, and keeping up with the Joneses happened way before social media.
Yeah.
Folks is doing
that thing.
Not even on, like, that's
that saying came around a long time ago.
Yeah, that's kind of just a part of life.
Yeah.
Like, there's always somebody who's got more than you, and you try to get something to one up them, or like, that happens every day,
exactly.
Everywhere. So, but that was a good question. Thank you for the questions. Keep the Ask Gabe and Babe questions coming.
Yes.
We are going to keep answering them because I feel like we've been struggling with answering them because we got them. We just be forgetting to say them at the end.
Exactly.
So, was a good one.
If you want to keep up with us, you can actually, you know, you can go over to Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod. Mm-hmm. You can actually, you know, hashtag Ask Abe and Babe, hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast or Let's Make Out. You can go over to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Let's Make Out Podcast. Obviously, you can go over to gaybabetv.com, our website. Yeah. You can go to gaybabetv. The Gabe Fix, her channel, all kinds of good
all
content
of the
for
things.
You.
We have all the social media. We just created a TikTok, y'all. You can find us on TikTok at Gabe Flowers 2. Because who was out there with Gabe Flowers? I don't know. But you know that ain't your username. Give it back.
Give
I
feel it
back. Some kind of way about it, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back same time next week.
We will talk to you next time.
Later.
Deuces.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.